Welcome all, I am your host Saurav. So today's topic is, what is society for you? When it comes about our society, most of us become silent. And as I said, most of us, but there are still people who want to think of society. Some in a good way, but some in a bad way. Now comes our main question, and that is, what is society for you? So firstly, let's Google about society. The aggregate of people living together in more or less ordered community. This is the simplest answer given by Google, and this is more accurate. As we discussed, there are some people who want to think of society in bad way and in good way. But what if I told you there is no bad way of thinking? What if I told you every work is done with a good intention? Now here comes a different question. And that is, how is this even be possible? Why there is no bad people in society? Because we can see in our daily life that bad people are doing robbery, some are doing rapes, some are taking dowry. Rapes are still on peak, and how can I say there is no bad people? So here comes the facts of life, mindset, generation effect, or society. When we talk about things in good way and bad way, maybe the person who's doing thing has no intention from his side for a bad thing. Maybe he was just trying to do or fulfilling his needs of money. So because we all know this is 21st century. We all are greedy for some money. Everyone wants to be rich. But how maybe some choose good option and some chooses the bad ways, which ultimately wrong for some, but the some who's doing that is doing best for himself. So we can call this wrong or halfly wrong, or we can call just it right. We all have different opinions in our life because our brain works differently for all of us. We cannot judge anyone by but all the things that I said, it's just things for saying. Do we actually take care of all these facts in our real life? Most of us are not taking these things seriously, but at a point when we put ourselves in such a position when we have to take step against society, it becomes too hard. And now here comes a different question, and that is, why can't we do things according to our will? This answer will be given to you in upcoming episodes. So right now let's focus on what and how exactly society work for us. If we see a person traveling from one place to another by using his personal vehicle, some of us will definitely criticize him for showing off his vehicle. Or if he or she is used to take care of his vehicle in public, then most of us think like, oh my god, wow, how is this showing off? But what if that person was not showing off his, he was just trying to save his or her time by not wasting his time in public transport, because we all know public transport takes time to travel from one place to another. Most of us only want to see the one side of story. That person was using his vehicle just not to create, just not to showing off, but maybe he was just saving his time. So here starts a difference in our thinking of society. For the person who is traveling with vehicle may end up stop using his vehicle. With such a society pressure, why to take so much pressure of this society? Because he is not finding any way to fulfill his wish, or on the other hand, he started to ignoring the society. He may end up losing all his weird people of society, or you can say weird friends of his society. So maybe is this a best decision to ignore them, because we may end up weird people or bad people, all the negative people of the society. So, because if a person is saving his or her time, he is giving more time to his work or family, which ultimately helps him to save and to make a good relation to the people who have interest in the in that particular person. We are living for ourselves, for our families, for our own benefits. And this is the bitter truth of society. It's real truth of this human nature. If we take a data, then it will only have 1% of society who wants to give welfare of the society. So are you in that 1%? Ask for yourself. if we talk about society and only society, then we will see all different kinds of opinion, all different kinds of work done by humans. Some are in a great work, some have bad works. So it's all about a thinking level of society, like how you see, how different perspective you see in a human, how we could make ourselves influenced to any work taking place around us. That's the difference. Some of us will see bad work in our daily life, like some opt bad works in our daily life. So having a good heart and working for welfare of society is the best part being a human. The people who are doing great for our society will always found happy and will always be a good perspective towards our society, because they will always ready to see both the sides of this any story. Ultimately made them think how to solve this problem. But on other hand, the people who always see problems and starts overreacting always see one side of the story and always ready to spread rumors about people which don't even belong to you. They don't even know you. They will just be spreading rumors about you. So is this a good thing to see only one side of a story? I think this is not a good thing. Like, why can't you see both side of anything? Because they will only think of a bad things in their mind, that their life will automatically become very bad. My friend and I once having a conversation on society, and I said the society is full of bad people, and he gently replied, "We are people of this society. We all make society. So this is our responsibility to make a better." From that day till today, I will never forget his words that we make society. And the thing is, this is so true. We all make society. So if someone is happy in the same environment as you are, then why not you? Maybe the fault is in you. Maybe you are not looking in a positive way. I found this is really deep for me to understand, like, why can't we see things with different perspective? We only want to see things with only one perspective. So can we change this thing? This is my main goal, to change people's mindset. Thank you all. That's all for today. It would be great if you subscribe and give review to this podcast and share this with your close ones, because it would be awesome if this podcast can help more and more people to do things that they deserve in their life and can grow their mindset, because our main goal is to do best for society and create a better society for tomorrow. You can also tag me on Instagram, Saurav CEO, SouravCEO, because now we are making a community to get better tomorrow.